You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about a new type of post that I started posting a few days ago. I started calling it the Start a Business Series. I think I already made a podcast episode regarding one business model, but today's post is regarding how to make money with content creation. So like a content creator, some people like to call influencers, but I don't like to say that word really because at the end of the day, now it has some sort of like a negative connotation regarding people that are constantly taking pictures on themselves and having a life that is not really true on their social media feed. Now, what a content creator is, and it's pretty straightforward, it's someone that creates content on any platform. So it doesn't have to be on Instagram. I am creating content right now for my podcast, for my blog. I mean, you can write a book. Anything else really goes as long as it's content that gets shared and that can, in general, create an influx of clicks and, of course, of sales in your business, all right? Now, before we get started, please share this podcast. I know that a lot of you guys have been looking for ways to make money online, to break free from the 9-to-5 rat race, to make money on your own terms and live the only life you have the way you want it. So with that said, if you share this podcast with your friends and you start talking about these topics with them, it will sink in much better. You will be able to make things happen a lot faster if you teach them to other people. And what's the better way to just share a 5 to 6 minute podcast with someone you care about? All right, point number one, find out what you love and become a master at it. Now, guys, this is very important. This is the difference between, again, like a wannabe influencer and an actual content creator. An influencer could be someone that just, you know, dresses, you know, somewhat well, goes online and posts something, and they're going to expect people to like their pictures. A content creator is going to provide some sort of value. In this case, if you dial in one skill that you may have or in one field that you're passionate about and you become a master at it and you create content around that topic, you are, under all aspects, creating value for people that like what you like as well. I'm gonna use an example. I don't really play golf, but just the first thing that came to mind right now is playing golf. If I were passionate about golf, I would spend a lot of time learning the ins and outs of the sport, anything that has to do with the games that they play and the equipment that they use, basically anything that comes to mind when you think about golf, and then start creating content around that niche, right? Pretty straightforward. Now, point number two is to film and document your journey, your thoughts, and your experiences. So let's take this a step further. Not only are you going to be creating content, let's say on Instagram or YouTube, regarding the topic itself, in this case golf, but you can also film yourself playing a game, maybe film yourself while you create the content itself. So like you can have some sort of like a behind the scene camera filming you while you're creating that content and telling people exactly what you're doing. Now, it's very interesting, this new technique that, of course, Gary Vee uses all the time, Grant Cardone, and the list goes on and on, like Ty Lopez. They do it because you can create two different types of content in the same exact moment. Let's say I was recording this podcast right now, like I am, and a camera was filming me while I was recording this. And then at the end of the recording, I could actually add a couple of more pointers on the video. So as you can see, that would be a way to create double the amount of content with one piece of information, basically. Point number three is to invite guests onto your channel or podcast and create meaningful relationships. This is very important. I heard once someone said, not that long ago actually said, there's no such thing as a true self-made person. And that is super true. It really resonated with me because for the longest time, I was trying to build a business remotely. And I thought that building a business remotely meant that I had to do everything on my own. And I was very, very wrong, guys. I spent years basically spinning my wheels. But as soon as I started reaching out to people in my industry, getting them on my podcast, interviewing them, going on their interviews, that's when things started going the right way. Because the more meaningful relationships you have in your niche, the better you will be, the better off you will be, because again, like as I explained, you're going to be top of mind not only on your show, but also on other people's shows, on other people's pages. And that's how you really compound that growth. Point number four is to grow your following and monetize with ads and affiliate marketing. Again, pretty straightforward. If I make a video and I put it on YouTube and I put an ad on it, I'm going to make money from advertising that way. If I even have a blog and I decide to have AdSense, which is those banners that you get on your website, same thing. You can monetize on your website on the clicks that you get to your website. And if you get to a certain level and you have a decent size, a good size email list, you can then start sending out email marketing campaigns and newsletters to your email list and showing them products and services that are relevant to the niche that you're writing about. Again, going back to the golf industry, you could start sending out affiliate links of products and services within the golf industry that will be super relevant to the people that you're targeting. And as soon as they buy the product or service that you are promoting, you will get an affiliate kickback. Could be, as little as 6-7%, or if it's something like a digital product, you can even get up to 75%. I mean, the numbers are crazy. Trust me if I tell you, there's a lot of money to be made in content creation, but the reason why a lot of people feel like they're not ready to do that is because it takes a long time to start monetizing on your list. You generally don't monetize when you have two or three people that follow you. You start monetizing when you have thousands and thousands of people in your email list. And the most important thing is to get started and to go through the motions, rather not motions, almost like a negative thing. Go through the process, head down, do not get distracted. Even if you're not making money, trust the process. Within 16 to 18 months, 24 months, that's when things will turn, the right way for you. You'll start monetizing. And from then on, you can keep on scaling as big as you want. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.